Okay, so I'm gonna make a quick episode, guys, for you guys on learning English with ChatGPT. Okay, so ChatGPT should be your friend. I don't know if you guys are up to this artificial intelligence, but the possibilities of learning languages, especially English with ChatGPT, are crazy. So, I'm gonna try to explain to you guys different ways that you can learn English with ChatGPT. But with that, like, just to let you know, the advancements of the AI technology, it makes learning English and learning new words, learning new phrases so much better. And I use ChatGPT for learning Spanish and for learning some Portuguese words and phrases. So these are different things that you can do to improve your language learning with ChatGPT. So first things first, I'm gonna kind of explain to you guys what ChatGPT is if you guys don't know what it is, because there's some people that still don't know what ChatGPT is. So it's an artificial intelligence language model, and it's powered by something called OpenAI. So this is designed to understand and generate human-like text based on what you put into it. So if you put into something, you put in, like, it's kind of like you're chatting with a friend on WhatsApp or Messenger. Say, hey, how are you doing? And it just messages you back. Hey, what do you think of this? It's like your smart friend, right? So sometimes you'll go to your friend, who knows a lot of information of something. Say, hey, what do you think about this? So sometimes my friends will call me and say, hey, what do you think about Colombia? What do you think about living in Las Vegas? Or what do you think about traveling? What do you think about, what should I do to become a digital nomad or whatever? Or how can I improve my English, right? So they come to me, right? So think of it like you're coming to a smart friend, a friend that has a lot of knowledge on something, and you're just talking to that friend. So that's what ChatGPT is. It's your friend for anything that you need. And when you can learn with ChatGPT, you can learn, you could use it like a virtual language tutor. So you can ask it to create you some learning, personalized learning, plans. So you can ask it, help me improve my vocabulary. Teach me some new words. Teach me a new phrase. Teach me a grammar skill. I have difficulty with conditionals. Can you teach me how to use conditionals in an easier way? Teach it to me like I'm 10 years old, for example. You can type it into ChatGPT. And it can adapt to your level. It could adapt to your pace of learning. So whether it's practicing speaking, you can text it something and then just read it out loud to practice your speaking. Your reading, you can tell it to create you some text, some easy text or some difficult text, some B2 level text if you're B2 level, if you're A1, if you're A2. You can personalize it for yourself. So it's there for you as well. Like ChatGPT is there 24/7. So if you're in the middle of the night and you have some questions, you can go into your website, log into ChatGPT and ask it some questions anytime, anywhere. It gives you immediate feedback. So let's say you are asking it for some help on identifying where you need to improve. You can ask it, hey, write, you can write a text to it, ask it for a prompt, write a text, and then it'll explain to you where you need to improve, where you need to improve on your learning process. And it can also simulate real life conversations and scenarios. So if you have difficulty with English at the airport, English at, at the bar, English at the nightclub, I don't know, English anywhere, you can ask it to create a real life scenario, a real life conversation of me at the airport, like I said, me, at the supermarket, me at the IRS, office, me at the immigration office, for example. So you can use it in real life scenarios. And yeah, I think learning with ChatGPT, and like I said, I use it for Spanish. It could be very engaging, very fun, very rewarding. So these are the different things that you can use for ChatGPT. You can use it as conversation starters. Help me with my small talk, ChatGPT. So it gives you a list of questions to ask for small talk. What's your favorite thing to do in the weekend, on the weekend? Or how are you today? You know, tell me something interesting today, you know? Or you can ask it some questions like, oh, you know, what do you think technology will be like in 10 years? And it can answer you. Teach me a new word in English. Teach me a new phrase in English. Explain the difference between affect and effect, right? Explain the difference between make up and make out, phrasal verbs, for example. What are some tips that I can use to improve my writing skills? You can use it for IELTS practice. You can tell it to write a story about a time you went to Australia, and it's going to write you a story, and you can read the story. And you can use it for different things. If you're planning a trip to a different country, I'm planning a trip to Japan. Suggest some places that I must visit, and it's going to give you like an itinerary. Maybe you don't follow it, but you can read along. I'm struggling to stay focused in my at my work. Give me some tips to improve my concentration. Anything that you need, and you can write it in English. How do I manage with stress? How do I manage with anxiety? You know, and these are different ways that you can use ChatGPT. So that's my opinion. Keep trying to see different ways that you can find fun ways to improve your English, and I think with ChatGPT is the way to go. See you guys in the next part.